Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The loud frequency coming from your radio is not a mistake. Do not turn off your radio, but instead turn up your radio as loud as it can go. Do this so we can broadcast this frequency as loud as possible.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Game Stuff. I am your gaming gal, Kalai. I am joined by the grand one, Corey. What's up, Corey?
Not too much. Just sitting here with you guys, just ready to start this wonderful podcast.
And we are also joined by the Teenage Mutant Ninja himself, Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. What's up? It's been a long time since the three of us have got to do this together, so...
And everyone's let's get this shit started.
Yes, everybody is not dead.
I am not dead. Hashtag I am not dead.
Okay, let's get some housekeeping out of the way. If you like our show, please subscribe, rate, share it, tell a friend. We would really appreciate it. Also, we do have a Facebook book. We do have a Facebook page. Come talk to us. Have conversations with us. We love to talk to you. Really, I do. And of course, our Twitter at GameStuffCast. Come talk to us on Twitter, which is handled by the grad that won himself in his kindergarten English.
Ouch.
That's fine. That's fine. We do okay. I mean, it's better that it's kindergarten English than our book of faces that we like to have on our Facebook.
And we have a Patreon. If you'd like to support us, even a dollar helps. You can go to patreon.com/provengamer.
Just like one of our great patrons did, good old producer
Colton Nestler. Let's start the show off. I'm very tired today, but let's start the show off. Corey, what have you been playing this week? Do tell.
I've been playing Borderlands 2 with good old Joe and Dante Da Silva, who you guys actually might hear on the next episode of Game Stuff.
Ooh, mysteries.
That's a mystery. I mean, or if you guys want, you could hear him in real life and just join our party on our PlayStation. Because, you know, I haven't seen any friend invites. You guys are all being jerks. But, you know, just trying to be friends with everyone so we play more Borderlands. Other than that, Battlefield 1. Play a little bit of that. And then other than that, let's see. Neverwinter just logging in to get my daily. And then that seems about it. There's not much really has changed. Monster Hunter. I'm actually getting back into Monster Hunter a little bit more. Playing a little bit more because, you know, I really like that game, so it's exciting. I'm really hoping that, especially at the end of the month, just to let you guys know, come March, if you ask me what game I'm playing come April, it's going to probably be Far Cry 5. Just letting you guys
know. What about Far Cry 4?
No, I don't. I already platinum Far Cry 4. I don't need to play that game again. That game, that trophy list, talk about, I know Sid had a comment on our, we asked everyone for questions. I know this is a little bit early to do this, but he asked us for one of the hardest achievements that I've ever had to do. And the truth of the matter is the hardest achievements I've ever had to do is not based on the idea of the difficulty rating. It's based on the PlayStation fucking up my PlayStation. So,
are you talking about Diablo 1?
I could talk about both of them. The two that I have was my...
Well, let's get to that later.
Fine, right. We'll leave that till the end. But I'll talk about Far Cry and Diablo, of why those were hard. But other than that, that's pretty much it. Because, yeah, I'm super excited. I've been watching a lot of gameplay of Far Cry 5. And literally, the thing that sold me is I watched one of the videos I watched. They basically were like, hey, look, it's a wolf. And it's trying to fight a moose. That's cool. And then all of a sudden, oh god, the moose, it's turning around, it's trying to kill us. Far Cry 5. But that's why it's amazing. Kalai, what have you been playing? Because you know what? You weren't here last week. So, the wonderful world of Kalai.
Yeah, I wasn't on the podcast because I was actually at a board gaming convention, board game and role-playing convention. I took my Switch and my DS. So, I've been playing...
What about the Vita?
Xenoblade Chronicles.
Why not playing DS?
I did take the...
Why'd you not take
I'm
the Vita?
I'm going to get to that. I did take the Vita. I haven't gotten to that.
Oh, okay.
I was playing Xenoblade Chronicles. I took the Vita with me, but I really didn't play the Vita. I was playing mostly the... No, it wasn't dead. I've been playing Dragon's Crown on that. Because Sid and I have been talking about that. And so I thought I might play it. But I wound up just not being in the mood. I was also playing more Monster Hunter. Because, of course, I couldn't be in front of my PlayStation. And I also was playing, like, since I got my new 2DS, my whole entire puzzles didn't come over.
Oh.
You know, like, the little, yes, the games, little games. So I thought, oh, I'm going to go to this convention. I'm going to take my DS. People are going to have their DSs so I can start redoing my puzzles and my adventure game.
Okay, what puzzles? I'm confused.
Street Pass.
Street Pass.
Oh, the Street Pass thing. Yeah, never. See, once again, played a Vita. Didn't play much on my 3DS. I was like, oh, Street Pass. Perfect. Well, it doesn't really work when you stay in your house and play 3DS.
It does if other people come to your house with your 3DS.
Yeah, I don't have enough friends like that. I mean, heck, we're doing a podcast where you guys are in New Jersey and I'm in the middle of Canada. Not the middle. Sorry, I'm on the other edge of Canada. So, I mean, that just goes to show. We could be sitting down. If we do a sit-down podcast, I'll make sure I bring my 3DS.
Well, here's my Nintendo rant. I'm about to rant, people, so hold on to your horses.
It's not me this time.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, that's correct. So, brought my 2DS with me by Saturday night. My friend was like, I was like, oh, my system's dead, but I bring a backup battery. I have a really powerful backup battery. It can charge like three things. So I'm like charging and my friend has to use it. He goes, it's fully charged. And he took it off and he's like, here you go. I'm like, oh, thanks. And then, you know, I said, the red light's blinking. I'm like, no, it's not fully charged. So I put it back on. I thought, oh, you know what? Maybe it'll be charged overnight, whatever. Because I thought it was odd because the 2DS has a much longer battery life than 3DS due to the fact that it doesn't have 3D. Even with the Street Pass, I could go all day without charging, which was really nice. Charged it overnight? No. No. I've had my 2DS for 2 months and it fucking stopped working. It doesn't take a charge. What the fuck, Nintendo? 2 fucking months I had this system. 2.
That's really, surprising, honestly. I've never really had a lot of problems with my charging, but I know people have been complaining, like, massively. And I actually have a mini rant on my own, not to throw you off real quick, but, like, I fucking hate the Switch charger. I hate it so much. It feels like it's so flimsy while it's in there charging, and it drives me insane.
That the dock?
Like, yeah. It just drives me insane how it doesn't, like, sit flush, like, when you charge your Switch. It's, like, in there, but it's not in there.
You don't want it to be flush. It will scratch your system.
No. I want my charger to feel like it's connected to the device it's charging and not, like, flimsy as fuck. Like, it just feels so flimsy. But anyway, back to your
first world problems with the Switch.
Yes. So, I call Nintendo. Well, here they tell me, how are you charging it? Charging it with the charger. I'm charging it with the 3DS charger, because it's the same charger. Well, is it the charger that came with it? No, because I used the USB charger that I bought. Well, you should really charge it with the charger that came with. Why do I need to charge it with the system, the charger that it came with, when you proceeded to give me a 3DS without a charger? Like, come on.
Did a 2DS come with a charger, though?
Yes.
Well, then that's why.
So, the guy said, okay, so I ran around the house, because I don't even know where the hell it was. Apparently, it was plugged downstairs from the first day I got it. Put it on the charger. I said, I don't think this is charged. And he goes, well, we're going to open up a ticket for you. Open up a ticket, charge it overnight. If it doesn't work, then just go ahead and send it in. If it does work and that's the problem, it expires in 6 months. You don't need to call us back. I said,
you're
okay,
like, fine. Yay, a ticket.
Yeah. So it didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
So now I had to go through the process of trying to get Jim to go to the UPS store because he has to send my DS out because fuck, it's my DS.
So the question is this your special DS too?
Yes.
So the question is if all of a sudden they go, oh, sorry, we can't fix this current one, they have to give you a refurb, they're going to give you a fucking basic one?
I hope not.
Oh, fuck, we're going to hear
Let's
another
Let's not
rant.
Let it come
we're gonna,
in.
We're going to hear be, like a fucking
they better fucking send back the special one, too. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'd be fucking ranting again.
Except Kalai would be doing it.
I don't really have a DS, but Jim was like, oh, here, you can have my 3DS. I'm like, okay, I can play that, I guess. I was like, it's so heavy. It's just not as nice. So I'm really loving the 2DS when I get it back.
Is it the 2DS XL?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have it. I have a 3DS XL. I don't have a 2DS XL.
I really want a 2DS XL, but like the only, like, I kind of fucked myself because I play all my stuff digital, so it would take like a massive amount of fucking hours to move every digital title I have on my 3DS over to my other 3DS, to a new 2DS or a 3DS.
It wouldn't be that bad.
The positive side, at least you keep your
saves. I have Xenoblade on there. I have all the Fire Emblem games. I have Zelda. I have a whole bunch of games that are like gigantic.
But if you just get the cable that transfers it.
Yeah, but the last time I did a client, it took like 12 hours.
First world gamer problems on the Game Stuff Show.
No, with your host, Joe. Do it with the cable. If you do it with the cable and the cable gets detached, you could lose all your save data. So I was like, I'll do it through the internet.
And I'm gonna get like, a whiteboard. I'm gonna get a whiteboard behind me, and it's gonna say first world gamer problems, and then literally every time we talk about something that's like a first world problem, I'm just gonna make a mark. And at some point we'll just tally how many every year we'll be like, oh hey, look, we only had 32 first world gamer problems this year.
And at the end of the year I'll take a shot for every
oh god, Kalai, you die after the first episode. This episode we've already my 2DS, I have to send it back because it's not working. Well, there's one shot. Joe's already making you take another shot. We're talking about not playing the Vita dying, and there's another shot. I mean, we might as well just...
So, Kalai, since you brought up this topic of having to send stuff in, do you guys have any horror stories real quick about that? I have a few. I sent in my 3DS once to be repaired because it had a broken hinge. First of all, Nintendo wanted to charge me $159 to fix a broken hinge. That's like the price of the console, to fix a cracked piece of plastic.
That's why there's people that do it and charge for it and make good money. From their
fucking shitty design flaw. Because the clamshell is a horrible design because it puts pressure on the joints every time you open and close it. So every time you click it, open and close, you know how it makes that clicking noise? Yeah, that clicking noise is what's basically loosening.
Sorry, that wasn't the clicking noise. That was me making a mark on my imaginary.
That was a mark on the imaginary checkboard. First word problems. And then I've had to send in numerous Xbox 360s for
That's just normal problems. That's not even first world. Everyone had problems with 360s, not even first world problems.
See, here's the problem. Here's the answer to that. I don't have that problem. You know
why? Wrap it in a towel. That's the answer.
Okay, why did you not have that problem, Kalai?
Because as soon as I see a problem with any of my systems, I run to GameStop and tell them that I need the new generation of system and trade it in for a new one.
So, Kalai...
We should have a
whiteboard every time Kalai throws money at a problem.
No, yeah. So we're gonna have first world problems on one side, and on the other side, this is gonna minus against first world problems, so Kalai's not gonna die from shots. It's gonna be the Kalai privilege whiteboard, and we're just gonna like, there you go, Kalai. You got a little mark for your Kalai privilege.
And why would you spend $150 to get your DS repaired when it's $150 for the system?
Actually, they were $200 at that point.
It's still $50 difference. I'd rather spend the extra $50 and have one right now.
I didn't. It's sitting in a box, actually. I just bought a whole new fucking 3DS.
Oh, there you go.
So they got another $200 out of me anyway.
Yeah, but if we mark Joe privilege, I mean, the problem is that that's going to be such a... I mean, I guess the difference is we can see who has more privilege at the end of the year.
Okay, let's get this train wreck back on track.
Okay, so Clyde, what have you been playing? Because, you know, that's, I think, where we... Wait.
Yeah, you didn't tell us what you've been playing.
We just kind of interrupted and continued the episode.
Oh, yeah, I guess you did. I've been playing more Xenoblades. I got unstuck, so of course I was like, ooh, I know where I'm going now.
This game's fucking amazing.
It is really amazing.
I just started it today. Oh.
I know, I kept telling you gotta start it. You're like, I know.
All I want to do is play it now. Fuck this show.
And I've been playing Dragon's Crown. I've been playing mostly my handhelds because it's been, I'm actually getting a roommate.
You're getting a roommate.
I need to buy a Vita. I do.
You're getting a roommate. I thought you were going to say you need to buy a roommate. I was like, okay, I mean, that's going to be an interesting situation.
Yeah, I'm going to get a roommate. I have a friend moving in with me because he is looking for a job out here and he wants to be out here so he could just get a job and start. And I said, that's fine. So like, I've been running around the house like every single day. I've been coming home and prepping and cleaning, and I have to clean out the closet where he's staying, so it's just been
Did you just say he's staying in a closet like Harry Potter style?
Yes. No, I'm cleaning out the closet for the room he's staying in, I said.
No, you didn't. You said you were cleaning out the closet in which he was staying in. And Corey, you are not editing that out.
You know what the best part? You know what the best part is? You know what I thought of when Kalia says, "Well, I've been playing more handhelds." I'm sitting there thinking that what Kalia's gonna do is literally just like get home and like try not to like socialize and just put herself. Maybe she's cleaning. You know what it is, Joe? She's not cleaning out the closet for him. She's cleaning it out for herself so that she can live in the. That's why she's playing handhelds, so she can live in the closet and play handhelds, and then that way she just can be like, "Oh, I'm just gonna go in the closet and just be like, just sit."
Does that mean I'll be coming out of the closet?
Well, I mean, that's something you have to talk with Jim about. I'm sure he's going to be very upset.
Kalia's trapped. She's trapped in the closet like R. Kelly.
This is a train ice cream truck on fire already.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's all three of us again. This is the best part about this show.
This is what happens when we're not on a show for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, like, I know. What happened? I mean, it was just like...
We got to get our comedic timing.
Joe was dying.
We got to get our comedic timing back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there hasn't been able to play much, and I've been kind of waiting because we're recording on a Friday. Today I actually had Best Buy come in. When Jim got his
Wait. Call I purpose,
Hallie. She couldn't fix that shit herself. She had to have Best Buy do it.
She had to have the Best Buy privilege.
Hey man, if you're paying $30 for Gamers Club Unlocked, they better show up at your house.
Well, it's not Gamers Club, it's probably like would you buy if you tell me you bought something that
it's Privilege Club Unlocked.
Yeah, wait, is it going to be something that's even related to electronics, or you just get them to, like, did you, like, be one of those people that buy, like, furniture from Best Buy and get them to deliver it to your house?
No, she mounted her fucking TV to the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had them mount my TV to the wall, because Jim has this extra 46-inch television, we weren't doing anything. So, I mounted it on my wall, so that way I could have, because I'm having a lot of problems with my computer monitor, so... I thought it would be much easier.
To have a 46-inch
TV. Wait, are you... Get ready. Get ready to put another mark up there.
Get ready.
Get ready, Corey.
Wait, no, I gotta make this list because this is actually becoming quite comical. So, Kalai, you're at 3 for Kalai Privilege.
Oh, my God.
First world problems. I think we had 3 marks there, too. Kalai, so far you're not taking any shots, so you're doing good.
So, the exciting... part about this is now I'll be able to use my computer separately from my systems, and the problem with the curved monitor, it's beautiful, it's perfect for my computer.
Yep.
But because on the regular systems
you
actually
complain about
space.
Having a curved monitor.
No, really. This is the thing. No. So this is counting as both, because I think this is a first world problem and a Kalai benefit. So there we go, we got there's both on both of those, a little double in there. Okay, continue.
Double
so I was kind of waiting to put off playing some games. I did play a little bit of Horizon Zero Dawn and got a little further in that this week.
I haven't even turned that on
now,
yet. I need to put that shit in.
I'm really excited about tomorrow.
Okay.
Because Best Buy is coming back into my house.
Oh, back in. Oh, wait. Oh
my God, the click of the pen is the best.
Because I have... My wires are a horrendous mess, so Best Buy is going to come in and clean up my wires.
Oh, they're gonna hide
that's
it for
That's ridiculous.
You.
I'm sorry. You can't clean up your own wires?
I tried. I couldn't do it. I tried to bribe Jim to do it, and he refused to touch it.
Oh, wow. So this is the first time we've ever heard a story where it didn't work. Joe, I think this new roommate thing's causing situations for Kalai. She's off her game. She's not on the top of her game.
Apparently.
Did you not give Jim enough cookies? Like, what's going on? Why is he not wanting to... You just ran out? Do you know what it is? It's because she couldn't get Best Buy to do anything for Jim this time. It's like, oh, well, they were going to come in and they were going to, like, screen clean your phone for you, Jim. But, you know, I have to pay for an hour of that. But, you know.
They're going to put a... Oh, my God. I could just see Kalai like, oh, man, I got this extra Switch lying around. Let me put a fucking screen protector on it. Well, I don't really want to put it on myself, so I'm just going to call Best Buy to come to my house and do it for me.
I would do that because I hate fucking putting screen
protectors
on. Oh my
God. I almost paid the $40 that they charged to do it.
Oh my God.
I was like, fucked it. Mine's all fucked up still. Like, it's got fucking bubbles everywhere. And I've just been sucking it up because I'm too lazy to get another one on it.
Oh my God.
You should get the glass one. You need the glass one.
Oh. Why the glass one, Kalai?
Because there's no bubbles on it. It's almost impossible not to put bubbles. I can put the glass one on.
Oh.
See, you'll have to come to my house.
Isn't the glass one like
$100
for the glass one?
I'll give you your fucking box of cereal. There you go.
How much is the glass one for the Switch?
You can put my screen.
No.
Isn't it like then four times the cost of the regular one? I don't know. I don't know the prices.
No.
I don't know what a Switch.
No, they're really cheap. And I actually, they're like 2 bucks. Packs.
Dude, yeah, I like, have your Mario cereal sitting here, so I'll hold it hostage until you put on my screen protector.
I was going to say, I think I actually have an extra screen protector for the Switch.
Oh, shit, really?
Oh my god, this
I'll
is going to be
you,
like
I'll this. Trade you straight up for that full box of Mario cereal.
So we're taking a break now. Joe's going to like drive over to like Kalai's house and
we're bartering just do it right on now. We're bartering on camera right
on
now.
Live.
Joe, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of dude, I fucking got snowed in from the nor'eastern today. So, I fucking played video games from like the moment I woke up till like 7:30 at night.
Can I call bullshit on you getting snowed in?
No, you can't, because it was pretty bad here.
I know. I live 5 minutes from your house.
Yeah, it
Didn't
was...
Can we determine that?
Well, okay, so here's how my job works. If my associates that I work for decide that they're too much of a bitch to drive to work, then I don't have to go, because I supervise them. So, guess what? They all called out, so I got a day.
Oh, I see.
So anyway,
first world privilege on that one?
No, because I don't get paid
life.
For that, so...
I guess so, yeah.
So if
you got paid
money.
For it as well, then, I mean, we're going to put first world privilege
up. So basically, I sat home and I played a lot of video games today. I started off by jumping on the PS4 today. I'll just go with today for right now, and then I'll get into what I've been playing the rest of the week. So today I played a lot of tabletop. I've been playing that a lot this week. I'm trying to get to 50% of the trophies and finish up all the championship cups. So I've got about 43% of that game done. I don't know.
I have no idea. Around. I just know I'm like pretty close to. I think I 50%ed it. I can't.
You
remember.
Have 50% because you have same amount of trophies as Dante Da Silva does. Actually, he might have one more than you now, because he's been playing with me.
Oh no, I might have to play tabletop again. Oh no.
That game's sweet. Like, that was an awesome free game. Like,
I know.
If you don't have PlayStation... Again, if you don't have PlayStation Plus, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. With your PlayStation, you should just take it to the window and chuck it out.
Well, no. You're so Kalai, just to let you know, last week, I mean, you listened to it, but just so the viewers can know, I would like to hear your response on this. I said that if people would subscribe to the Patreon, that we'd have a tier where we'd have a boxing match between everyone and Proven Gamer. And then Joe would have to fight the fans, because Joe said he would start a fight with any fan that didn't buy Monster Hunter, or they would just throw their PlayStation out. And if they wanted to fight him, they could, so... We need to schedule something.
We can't even exchange a box of cereal and a Switch cover. And we live 5 minutes away from each other, so that's not how that's going to go.
I can't even fucking show up to record.
Oh, that's first world problems there.
If I showed up to record more often, maybe we could set something like that up.
One day.
But I got to be here more than like every other 4 episodes.
Well, no, I think everyone's doing pretty good. I think I'm the only one that I've missed, like, what, 1, 2?
Yeah.
Technically 4 if you count the first 2
and
episodes.
And we thought you were the
was
one that
never...
was going to miss the most, honestly.
Oh, because I'm Canadian? What, you just racial
Canadian.
Profiling me? You Because I'm Canadian?
Not a race.
Or not a race. You nationalizing me?
All right. What else have you been playing, Joe?
What an episode. We're like...
I know. Man, this ice cream
20
truck
minutes
on fire
in,
is off to a great start.
We haven't even got to the actual like meat and potatoes of this episode. Okay, Joe, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of PS4 and a lot of Switch. PS4, like I said, I was playing tabletop. Other than that, I played Borderlands with good old The Grounded One and Dante Da Silva. They're trying to march me through the campaign. I'm liking the campaign. I got to meet Tiny Tina finally, and holy shit, that shit is hilarious. If you haven't played Borderlands 2, Tiny Tina is hilarious. She's a foul-mouthed little girl, and she is awesome.
Have you met the unicorn yet?
Oh, no, he hasn't. No, don't tell him about the unicorn, because that's the DLC. Clyde, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't waste it.
Don't fuck around. Don't fucking ruin shit
for me. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just asked about the unicorn.
No, the thing is, though, is that when you find out that Tiny Tina is voiced by the same person that did Aeon in Horizon, it's pretty crazy.
You meet the unicorn before then.
Technically, you don't meet the unicorn. It's talked about.
You, Yes, he has talked about. The unicorn has talked about.
You've already met... Have you heard of... You remember the name Butt Stallion?
That's I wasn't going to tell them the name.
That's the unicorn joke that we're talking about. Nice. Just wait till the reveal of Butt Stallion. That's like the best reveal ever in the game.
I played Kingdom Hearts since the last time I recorded with you guys. I played Kingdom Hearts 1. I'm about a third of the way through the first game. I love Kingdom Hearts. First game is definitely a special game to me because it took two things I really love, Disney and Kingdom Hearts. Disney and Kingdom Hearts.
Wow, okay.
It took Disney and Final Fantasy and like smashed them together into this beautiful game that still stands up today, honestly. Like, and I was very weary when I first played Kingdom Hearts because of the combat. I'm a very big like purist when it comes to my RPGs, and that's why I think like Persona is still one of my favorite franchises because it's still turn-based. And I think turn-based is definitely like my what I think of when I think of like a JRPG. I mean, I've seen action RPGs do it pretty well now. Like, for instance, I'm playing a lot of Xenoblade Chronicles like today. I think I played like 3 or 4 hours of it. I mean, that's not that much. It is when I just started the damn game. Other than that,
Angry Joe voice.
Why Angry Joe voice?
Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Oh, let's okay.
Angry Joe voice activate.
Alright, so, I purchased, for all of you, the official beat 25 games buy a game is over. I failed. I beat 6 games, and then
His addiction was alive. It's like a meth addict.
It is, I was tweaking
he just,
out.
He just couldn't handle it. He was just seeing all those games, and then he made the mistake of walking into Best Buy.
I needed the video game fix.
And then he walks in, and it's like,
unfortunately,
oh, $10?
Borderlands? GameStop was like, oh, that was Walmart. That was the week before.
Oh, yeah, Walmart. Really, sorry.
That's Walmart where the addiction started, and then it Walmart. Continued. It continued when GameStop put Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite on sale, and I was like, guess what? Fuck you, GameStop. I'm not giving you any of my money. I'll go get more points at Best Buy and use my Gamers Club Unlock and my price matching skills. So I did that, and then with the coupon, I think I got it for like $15. So I was like, all right, cool, $15. Not bad. If I would have bought it a week earlier when it was on sale at Best Buy, I would have got it for $10. But what's $5 anyway?
And
so, engage rant. The game is fucking fantastic. It's a fantastic fucking fighting game. But herein lies the problem.
First world problem is
the game is fucking dead. The online community doesn't even exist. If you try and find a match, no one's even playing the fucking game. Like,
it's too bad.
I'm like, what? I have never, ever, ever bought a game this close to its release, and there's nobody playing it. Not a single blessed person online. I was like, what? Like, there's not even, like, someone to boost with. Like, I was like, what? And then when you beat anyone that does show up, because it's all scrubs that are playing the game at this point, because the hardcore people left this game.
To like play Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Like the motherfucking plague. Yeah, they all jumped on that DBZ train. All of them. I was like, I bought the wrong fucking game. I should have just taken the hit and fucking went and bought DBZ Fighters instead. But I didn't want to upset Corey too much. I knew Marvel would push him over the edge a little bit, but like, if I would have bought Dragon Ball Fighters, he would have been like, Kali, I'll edit another 100 fucking shows. Now you need to buy me some Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm just waiting till he gets to the end to see what next item I could buy him. Oh, I could just keep paying him to edit episodes.
Oh. My life has been sucked into editing episodes, guys. So don't worry. We're gonna just, like I said, my goal is to literally, we're gonna just literally have
no, but like, but like, seriously, the game is fucking dead. Like, how does that happen with such a beautiful game?
Because there's three fighting games that released right afterwards that were better.
But the game is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal.
But they were better
fighting game.
I love Marvel vs. Capcom, but after it came out, there are three fighting games that came out that were better.
I think people just were like, hey, man, you don't have the characters we want. It's not 3-on-3 anymore. People were like pissed.
You know what killed it, Joe? It's not well, never in, really 3-on-3. Well, no, no. What killed it is because it wasn't put into the, what's it called? The fighting tournament.
Evo.
It's not part
but
of
the
Evo.
Reason it wasn't put. The reason it wasn't put in Evo is because it's dead already.
No. That's what I'm saying though. Because in that was what like put the final nail in the coffin. It's because as soon as it wasn't in Evo, everyone's like, okay, what games are in Evo? Oh, DBZ, Street Fighter V, some other random game that hasn't come out yet, and that was it. And then it's just like, ding, and then just nail in the coffin and it died.
Dude, fucking, there's broken ass games out there that have more of an online community than this game does. There's more people playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, fucking Manhattan, whatever the fuck it's called, that I have that game and I liked it. Actually, shout out to Tricky because he started playing that game and he said he enjoyed it. Tricky, if you want to come at me, I'll play some Ninja Turtles with you because I need to get that platinum because it's a Ninja Turtle game and I have to have the goddamn platinum. But herein lies the problem with that game. It's a fucking platinum game. So what happens in a platinum game? The game goes from easy to fucking insanely hard on the hard difficulties. Insanely hard that game is. On like very hard, it's fucking impossible. But anyway, back to the fucking abysmalness that is the online features in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. I was trying to get one of my good buddies that actually plays fighting games to let me just sit there and beat him 20 times. And he's like, yeah, I can't get that blemish on my record. I was like, what fucking record? The game's fucking dead. No one cares about your fucking win-loss record in Marvel vs. Capcom except you.
Because no one
plays this fucking game.
If you pick it up, send it to me. I will help you get that trophy. I will let you kill me 20 times. It's not worth putting
that shit on your console. Stay away. Like, the game is good, but it's not. It's poison. I already have 50% of the trophies. In 2 days, I got over 50% of the trophies.
Okay.
That's because I'm good at fighting games, and I just beat the fuck out of them.
So, and in that,
most of
that,
them have really easy trophy lists.
With that rant coming to an end, let's bow our heads for a moment of silence for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Also, let's bow our head for the Vita.
Hashtag Vita still alive.
Now, the reason why I say that is because we're going into the next topic. The main topic of the show is PlayStation's made some changes to the PS Plus, which means come 2019 March, we are no longer getting Vita games. We are no longer getting PS3 games, which means, in sense, as of March 2019, the Vita is officially dead. And it's a sad day to admit. But
so is the PS3.
So is the PS3. And you know what? The PS3 to live that long is doing pretty fantastic. The other news that came out as well in that regards was that Cyberpunk 2077, they themselves admitted that it will not be released on this gen of consoles. It will be released on next gen. Now, with that intel in mind, that means that we are now going to have to start preparing for next gen probably by, I figure, 2020 or 2021 is when we're figuring the next gen.
I think 2021. That's really where I think it's at. But I think it could get pushed back a little bit further. But my thing is, it all depends on what Nintendo does now. Nintendo holds all the cards right now because the Switch is riding high and mighty. But there's already talk about them putting out another Switch that's more powerful than the Switch that's out.
No. The news came out today that they just made a post saying they're not going to do a Switch 2.0. They're only going to focus on peripherals.
Okay. So I can get fucking Joy-Cons that look like a fishing rod and Joy-Cons that look like GameCube controllers. If I get Joy-Cons that look like GameCube controllers with the GameCube layout, I'll be fucking stoked. If I can get a fucking Super Nintendo Joy-Cons or Game Boy Joy-Cons or NES Joy-Cons with just two buttons for like virtual console games.
Can we get you Joy-Cons that first world privilege on them?
No, we'll get Joy-Cons that said the women's Canadian hockey team is trash because they got beat by USA.
Wow, we're going to throw that in. That's coming from a person that had the men's hockey team not even make it into the medal matches at all. What?
Did you guys win the medal match against whoever the fuck you played against?
Yeah, we won against
Finland. Oh, that bronze medal? Enjoy that bronze medal.
That's okay. Enjoy who it. Got... Hey, wait a second. Medal standing... Who beat... Who in total? I think it was the Canadians with...
You better fucking win. You have snow and ice up there like 90% of the year.
Can we get back to the topic?
Yeah, so let's get back to the topic. As it was, what it is with that in mind, that means that sooner or later we're going to be seeing next-gen consoles come out from probably both Xbox and PlayStation 4, as well as Google is talking about releasing their own console, which this could be another Xbox.
Like the fucking N-Gage?
This could be like... the original Xbox coming back out again.
Or the Steam Machine.
Fuck the original Xbox.
No.
That shit's like a giant fucking doorstop.
No. What I'm saying Xbox. Is the idea is the original Xbox... Okay, so this is where we have our predictions for what's coming out, what we'd like to see out of these. as well as our predictions for what is going to actually come out. Now, this is the thing. If Google does come out with another console, Google could pull a Microsoft and release like the Xbox did. Now, I don't know if anybody remembers the what that was, but basically it was just PlayStation 2 and GameCube. And they were just beside each other and they were like having their little bicker battles. And they're like, yeah, they were just doing okay. You bought a PlayStation 2 to play all the cool games. You bought a GameCube to play Nintendo games. That was literally how it works.
GameCube to play Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and that's literally how it works.
Or Animal Crossing.
Or yeah. Smash Brothers.
So you bought it to do both. But then all of a sudden, Microsoft's like, hey, we're going to join the fray and bring out a console, and here's Halo. And then they just all of a sudden came from nowhere to being the next, not the Xbox, but in the Xbox 360 era, one of the top leading selling consoles of that year until the end of it when PS3 kind of came back. So we could see that with the Google console, because Google's got a lot of money sitting behind them, and they have the resources to just say, hey, you, big guys, I make good games. Make a game.
I mean, it's just interesting, though. Like, you talk about, like, the end of that last console cycle where Sony really did pour on the heat with the exclusives, and that's kind of what got them back in the race and got them to get up to a level where they kind of maintained that momentum going into the next console cycle.
Yeah.
As far as, like, game development goes, because, I mean, if you think about it, the PS4 was a fucking hot mess at launch. Like, no backwards compatibility. No word of it. The Gaikai Cloud, yeah, we have it. It's coming, but we don't know when, and that was promised at launch. What else? You still can't change your fucking name. Oh, guess what? You can't hook an external hard drive up to it.
How many points am I putting into first world problems here? 3, 4? Let's just...
Oh, shut the fuck up. But I'm just saying, like, these were all things that went against the PS4 at launch, and the thing that saved it was its library. And Microsoft was like, well, we don't need a library anymore, because we're the all-in-one fucking system. Let's go. Like, everybody wants us. You can fucking talk to our thing, and it fucking turns on and off. Can PlayStation do that? No, it can't.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, and that's where I think if Google comes out and has the money backing them, they could easily sit there, and I think Google would learn from PlayStation.
Fucking Alexa turns your system on for you.
Well,
Alexa,
no.
Turn on my Google.
No,
machine.
Alexa's Amazon. What?
Whatever. Fucking, it's all the same.
But what I think is that Google will learn from. I think what Google will kind of do. What kind of
you
Disney's
fucking
been,
you fucking put you put fucking turn on my system in your search engine in your computer. Well, fucking turns it on.
So here's the and here's Google. What here. Imagine this, Joe. Just imagine this. Now this is like, well, once again, a prediction that would be ridiculous for the new Google console.
All right.
What happens if all of a sudden Google goes, hey, Disney, you know what? You want to keep on making games? I'll make you a deal. I want a strictly partnership where all licensed games that are built within Disney licenses go under my Google console. And I will pay for the... I will start a company today that will be a developer and get all the best team together to make all these games and have exclusivity to everything under Disney.
So you're saying, like, basically, like, the next generation of consoles is just going to be an arm race to see who can get the best exclusives first, and that's basically what.
Because that's like exactly what. West. Because that's exactly what consoles are right now. Why is the PS4 doing better than the Xbox? You know what? The Xbox at this point, when you look at it from a like, if you take away all the specs of the console and you just look at the features of every console, not the interfaces, because the Xbox interface is absolute fucking trash.
Mm-hmm. PlayStation's not much better.
No, but what I'm saying is, either way, you take all that away and you just look at the features of the console itself, I would give it to the Xbox. They have backwards capability, you can change your names, they had partying up first, they give you Xbox Games Pass, they give you Xbox games with gold, they have all these features, which beat out PlayStation 4. Now, we look at exclusives, Xbox has got absolute shit, and PlayStation's...
I like the Xbox exclusives.
What? What are they?
They have Forza.
We've got Sea of Thieves and Forza.
And Forza.
At this point.
And Forza. Forza.
And then we've got.
Anybody
want
the seven Forza games that are on that fucking thing?
And then we've got Gears of War. And we've also got Halo. But Halo and Gears of War are not made by the people that made them. And ever since they've changed development, I don't care how much you guys try to tell me that the fucking new Halo is good.
I don't think Gears is that bad. As bad as everyone. Gears 4 wasn't that bad.
It wasn't as good. That's my only
complaint. It's not Cliffy Beak gears anymore. That's a problem.
That's what I'm getting at, is it's just not as good. We're not having exclusives that are just like on par exclusives where they come out and we're seeing good numbers. Look at PlayStation. We had Killzone. Okay, Killzone wasn't the greatest game in the world. It came out. People didn't really like it. All of a sudden, that same studio brings out Horizon. Like, they have studios that can just make good games. Yes, Kalei?
You forgot some other exclusives on the Xbox.
Fable?
ReCore.
ReCore was absolute garbage, Kate.
No, ReCore's the good. I'm sorry, did you play it?
Kalei? ReCore's not bad.
It wasn't
good.
It's just
not what they promised.
Yeah. It was okay.
Answer my question. Did you play it?
I played it.
Okay, no, I watched it be played to the extent of where I realized that I'm not going to buy an Xbox just to play ReCore.
The core mechanic, the collecting the cores mechanic was a fucking mess when the game launched, but then they fixed it, so then the game was playable.
Yeah, the fixed version of the game is okay. Like I said, like that's where, what I mean is that I'm not saying it's a bad game, but you can't have exclusives that are 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10s. I'm sorry, you can't have that be what pushes your console to be the best thing. It's the same idea as you don't see, like, car manufacturers going, hey, all of a sudden, you know, Mercedes-Benz says, oh, hey, guess what? We're going to come out with a $15,000 car.
I mean, the problem a lot of the console makers, the mistake a lot of them made was allowing the old generation of consoles to still be online after the new ones came out. Because, like, a lot of people just use their console as, like, a glorified, like Netflix machine, basically. They do. Like, a lot of people just buy a console to run Netflix. I don't understand why, because TVs can literally do that now. But a lot of people were doing that back then.
Well, I know, but the thing is, because in Japan and some other countries, the older consoles are still run quite a bit and actually supported for quite a while after the release of the new console. The PSP still makes games. Or was making
PSP
games.
PSP is a phenomenal system.
That's what I'm saying, but it was still making games in Japan for a long time.
Way ahead of its time.
What a good... If only those UMDs is what killed the PSP. But even then, it was still such a... Man, if
PSP Go killed the fucking PSP.
No, but
if you wanted to make a PSP Go that didn't suck ass, you would have made one that was just as big as the regular fucking PSP.
Yeah.
Not like a fucking calculator.
So, Kalei, you said there was another exclusive?
Fucking Tamagotchi's more powerful than the PSP Go.
Quantum Break.
Once again,
a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Oh, you played it?
Yes.
Yes.
And once again, it's not that good.
Corey.
Yes.
How did you play the game? You don't have an Xbox.
On PC. And I also played it at my buddy's place because he also owns an Xbox with Quantum Break. And I wanted to play it to see how good the game was because he's like, it's okay. And I played it.
Yeah, I played it at my brother's house and I wasn't impressed.
I really enjoyed the game.
I'm not saying, but this is the thing, Clay. I'm not saying that Xbox has got bad games. I'm not saying bad like they're unplayable.
They're not up to par where
they
should be.
When you're competing against... Okay, so let me rephrase it this way. What titles does Xbox have right now that they've brought out in the last 4 years that competes with Mario Odyssey, Horizon Zero Dawn, Zelda, or even The Last of Us?
I don't... Corey, see, my thing is, I don't even think they have to compete with themselves. I mean, with other developers, I think they need to compete with themselves and what they
did in the
past.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though,
They can't even compete with what they used to put out. Like, that's the
problem. My standard
of quality for Xbox is so high because I was such a 360 fanboy that I would have never, ever thought that I would ever buy another Sony console again. I was strictly Xbox last generation. I was like, I'll never buy a Sony console. Oh, Last of Us? What's that? I got Gears of War. I got Forza. I got fucking Conker's whatever. I got like four games you don't have, but I like those four games. So.
Yeah, well, and that's the big thing, right? And I think that's where... Yeah, just 1 second there, Kalei. And then that's where I think the big thing is this, is that, for example, like we look at Breath of the Wild when it came out, right? A lot of people see that as the best Zelda that's come out so far, which means at that point it's beating out every Zelda that they've brought out, or it's comparable to, if not better, than the Zeldas
like
they brought out.
Everybody says that in the heat of the moment, everyone's going to say that. Like,
no, I know, but what I'm saying is no one's going to look at Breath of the Wild.
It's fresh.
Zelda Skyward Sword was seen as one of the most worst Zelda games ever made when it came out.
That game is phenomenal.
But it wasn't as good.
Need to get off their high horse.
But it wasn't as good as some of the other Zeldas. And that's what I'm getting at is, yes, us as consumers, we hold this high privilege for people. Once again, first world problems. Let's just give it a little...
Okay, so let's end this Breath of the Wild discussion. Is Breath of the Wild the best Zelda game ever? No.
No.
Not even close. Is it the best Zelda game to come out recently?
Recently?
No.
Yes.
No. No, it's not.
What one are
it's
you
a because it's a barren mess. Like, I love the game. It's a great game. It makes you think because the dungeons aren't really dungeons anymore. They're more puzzle-based. But it lacks so much of what is key to a Zelda game to me, which is story.
That's what I'm saying.
I just think it's a very...
I mean, you haven't done any of the dungeons.
It doesn't matter. Like, the game is so barren. Like,
you just said the dungeons don't feel like the dungeons. You haven't done the dungeons.
Well, I've done shrines. Aren't those the only ones? No, I've done dungeons on the fucking Wii version. I got, like, halfway through the game on the Wii.
But yeah, and so, like I say, it's not... but that's my whole point. What I'm saying is that, Kalai, obviously, you see this as a really good game. Joe, you see this as there's better other versions of it. But the difference is...
I think it's a phenomenal game. Don't get me wrong. It's a phenomenal game. But it's not as good as everyone thinks it is.
But what I'm saying is, from the example of that, and same with Mario Odyssey, and same with Horizon compared to Killzone from the same developer, comparing Uncharted 4 to Uncharted 3, comparing Last of Us 2 when it ever comes out to Last of Us 1, comparing all the PlayStation exclusives that we see compared to the older versions, the problem that we have right now is in the sense, like, look at me, I'm a huge, like, yes, I talk shit about Xbox all the time, but I've bought an Xbox 2 times for Fable.
Are you really going to buy one again?
And I might buy one again if they make a new Fable, but that's the whole point.
If you bought an Xbox One, I would drive to Canada and slap you in the face.
So, Kalai, what's your opinion on all this, that discussions that we've been having in this last
And I don't even know if I can drive to Canada to where you live. I don't know if that's physically possible.
So, Kalai, your opinion.
I think that for the next generation, what I want to see is for the gamers not to revolt against innovation. That's what killed the Xbox.
Yes.
The Xbox One, when it was announced, had some fantastic features that I was really excited about. I was excited about the ability to share your digital games with somebody in your household because I like digital. Jim likes digital. We could share. I liked the Kinect. The always on didn't bother me. I understand why they're doing that. What happened is the gamers revolted and said, no, that's not what we want. We don't want this always on. We don't want the Kinect. We just want to sit there and game.
But y'all motherfuckers all bought one. Like, if you didn't want it, why'd you all buy one? Like, you all went out and bought one at launch. And then you bitched and complained. Like, you're the reason why Sony didn't get a further jump ahead because you were like, oh man, this console sounds great.
No, but you're not letting me finish. In the middle of the development, they changed everything because of it. And that's where the problem came in, is that they took away the ability to share your games.
Okay.
They stopped supporting the Kinect because everybody, the gamers, don't want that. They don't want innovation. You know, people, Tricky says the Switch is a gimmick because he doesn't see the innovation. But I want the industry to move forward.
Okay, so the industry is moving forward.
And not be stuck.
Let's talk about a little system that could, called the Nintendo Wii U. If not for the failure of the Nintendo Wii U and its innovation with its forward thinking with the gamepad, we would not have the Nintendo Switch today as it is.
Which makes sense.
Because all the Wii U is the Switch, but you can't take it wherever you want to take it. Like, it really is. That's all it is. Except the system's built in to the gamepad now.
So to pop onto your question, Klein, this is, like I say, I was working in the industry at the time when the PS4 and the Xbox One were going to come out. And so I had a little also peek into the actual development side when we talked about the Xbox always on, as well as the Kinect. Now, this is the thing, and this is where I think the issue came in, is... it's not really the innovation that killed Xbox. It's the idea that Xbox didn't give a choice on the innovation. What I mean by that is, yes, always DSMR is an amazing thing. And it's still done today. It's still done today because the differences of being always online, it made sense for certain types of games. It's the idea that you could have cloud computing is an amazing thing when it comes to that point. You look at the PS3 now because this is the thing. I don't know if you guys ever remember, but PS3 is actually the console that launched cloud computing.
Yeah, it was. But you got to understand, we still have a vast majority of the country who can't, who doesn't have great internet.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, Clyde, or Joe. This is what I'm getting at, though. The difference is there is a way to make it so that they had a choice. The difference was it because I had some insider information into the development of games through certain developers. You guys probably know what developer I'm talking about. Where they were talking about the idea that what the Xbox was doing to make the cloud computing, there was going to be a breakthrough developers where Xbox was actually going to have exclusivity to certain games because they would not be able to come multi-console due to the fact that they were going to use cloud computing.
Like Titanfall.
Titanfall was one of the reasons. That wasn't... Actually, there's a lot of other games like Need for Speed. But this, here's the thing, and the reason why it became Titanfall is an online only game, and that's the thing. How many online only games do we have now? Like what, Fortnite online only?
At the time it was very, very rare.
And that's exactly it. People didn't
want to get used to that, like, oh shit, what do you mean I can't play this whenever I want to play?
And so here's the issue that came in with the cloud computing. It wasn't really the fact of not being able to play games. It was the idea that Microsoft said, hey, Kali, you go and you buy Fallout 4 day one. And in the original ruling of Xbox, if you weren't connected online when you got home to play that game, your Xbox was going to let you play the game.
Yes, and I understood that.
And that's where the issues came in with that. Cloud computing is a fantastic idea. I love the idea of cloud computing.
Do you know why they did that?
Because 65% of the world doesn't have internet.
No, do you know why they made you, if a single-player game, be always on like that?
Yeah, and it's because the idea that the whole purpose behind cloud computing is the idea that from a perspective of a console especially, you could have a very low-grade console that could hook up to a server online or another mass computer, and it would use the computing power that's remaining from somebody else to continue a process that is higher than the computer itself. So it's the same idea, like I said, the PS3 did it with, I can't remember the name of it, but where they had an actual computer in Harvard, where if you just put your thing onto it, it would actually use your PS3's processing power to help the computer in whatever, and it was figuring out problems that took years and years and years to figure out in months because it was using so much processing power from millions and millions of users on the PS3. And
no, they did it because of the ability to share your digital games.
No, because they're sharing digital games. The other problem that they ran into, and this is the big thing, when they said you could share your digital games, it was sharing a digital game on the same console. They did not say you could share a game between one console and another console.
They did.
No, their original thing was that this is the whole point. They watched what Sony did. Because Sony did it where on the PS3, I could log into my PS3 here, I could log into my PS3 with my buddies, and we could both have the same game, and we could both play it.
You could literally give someone a fucking game.
Yeah, and I used to do that all the time.
It was the dumbest thing I ever heard of. I was like, how does this make any sense? How are they making any money?
Yeah, and so what Xbox originally said they could do is that if you had your account hooked into your Xbox at your place, and then you had your Xbox hooked up to a friend's place, you could do what the PlayStation did, which is made it so that one was your primary and one was your secondary. If you were logged in on the secondary, you could access all your digital games that were available on your secondary account as long as you had access to the internet. Which is what PlayStation does right now. It's no different than what the Xbox does. The problem that ran into that is that if you wanted to share a game with a friend, once you had the physical disc and you gave it to a friend, they couldn't have it unless they had the original version of it. And that's where the issues were coming in, is that you weren't able to share games unless that person had bought it. That person could not play it unless it was themselves that had purchased the game. And that's where the issue was. So if you on your system, for example, had bought a copy of Halo 4, the original way it was written on the Xbox is if you bought a family live pack, which was X amount of dollars per month, because that's how they did it, you and Jim could both play on the same console. But if you had it where you had a different user that tried to access your game on your console, they would have to buy it unless they were part of your family pack. And that's the issue of why they stopped that. And like I said, that's the reason why the revolting was there. But then they fixed it afterwards. They came out with a version that said, hey, look, you have a secondary console way over here. You can play any games on it, or you can play any games on the other one. Like I say, Microsoft has backtracked and made everything that they promised to some extent work. And the other problem with the Kinect, the reason why people didn't like the Kinect is because they wanted the ability to buy it without the Kinect. And that did not come out until a year after. That's the issue. People didn't want to pay $150 for a Kinect when the PS4 was $100 less. And at the time, if you would have figured out on launch, the Xbox would have been the same price as the PS4 if they would have not included the Kinect. And that's what people wanted. And like I say, that's where coming into next gen, I don't want to have us forced into peripherals that we don't want.
I agree. No forced peripherals.
I also think we should be able to back have that. I think this next console that we have come out should allow us to also transfer peripherals.
Find a way to bring your fucking controller prices down. I'm not paying the same price for a controller as I am for a motherfucking game anymore. That's ridiculous.
But, Joe, that's what I'm getting at, is that the idea is that I think with the PS5, if they could figure out a way to have it where my PS4 controllers are going to be able to go straight to my PS5, obviously at a downgraded point, I'll do that.
And it's Xbox, get some fucking rechargeable controllers, you fucking, like, are you serious? It's 2018. Why am I still putting batteries in my shit?
They make money that way.
I'm not putting batteries in my Xbox One controllers.
Oh, because you bought battery packs, right?
Yeah.
But did they come built into the controller like the PlayStation?
The PlayStation battery sucks.
Yeah, are you fucking insane?
I think it's because the PS3 batteries were amazing. The PS4 batteries, I will admit,
sucked. I think well, that's because they have that fucking stupid laser light thing that's going on in the background all the time.
And hard. The whole thing is, guys, you know what? It's something that, you know what, with next gen consoles that we have going on, it's going to be one of those amazing things where I think the cool thing is, I'm really hoping that consoles let us backdate a little bit, as well as I hope that consoles let us continue with the peripherals we have. I hope that we're going to get to a point too with the PS5 and the Xbox 2, because, you know, maybe that's what they'll call it, that we're able to backdate to the console gen we have now. Because that's my biggest thing that I hope for out of my next peripherals, is that we're going to be able to make the jump and still continue playing with what we have now. Hopefully
going to
the next jump.
I want to just be able to put my disc in, and like my PS4 discs in, and they just run on my PS5. Like, please, Sony, let it happen. Like, your infrastructure is not as ass backwards as your PS3 was, so it should work.
Yeah. So what else would you like to see out of your next gen? Because we know innovation, I 100% agree with you. I think us as gamers, we need to just allow a console to bring out something that, you know, just be innovative.
That's my biggest thing. I mean, I want to see originality.
As far as?
What is the games, I don't want want to see the same stuff over and over again. I mean, again, PlayStation is doing that. I hope Sea of Thieves is. I want to see Xbox bounce back, but besides that,
I think they can bounce back.
I really want to see them bounce back.
I really want to see everybody try and make a foray into hybrid. I really do. I think if people don't start going the way of the Switch, they're gonna find a hard time selling their consoles soon.
So like here, can I make a prediction on my PS5?
I think it's gonna be hybrid.
Okay, so this is my PS5. Now, I don't know if, Clyde, do you know much about, do you look much into computers technology?
Not in a while.
So, did you ever see about 2 years ago, Razer came out with their Razer and then their booster box?
No.
Okay, so they basically made a gaming laptop that the way it worked is they realized that, Clyde, on the go, you want to play games at bare minimum at least, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the way they worked is they built a nice little thin, lightweight laptop that you could bring with you that would play majority of games at low, if not mid, graphics. And then when you got home, you took the USB eSATA drive, plugged it into your computer, and what that did is then it gave you 4 extra graphic cards, 3 extra hard drives, and extra processing power.
Damn, that's pretty sweet.
So then now, at home, your console became this, I can play everything at the highest quality graphics as well as super fast, which was amazing. So my prediction, because the one thing I see the issue with the Switch is the Joy-Cons being detachable seems like a stupid idea. but I understand the reason why Nintendo does that. I don't think PlayStation needs to make a console like that. I think if Sony was to do it, they can just make it all one piece. And then what they would do is have a dock system that, so, because the main complaint with one of the Switch is that it's just not powerful enough. So why not make a console that's powerful enough to play any next-gen game on the go on a low-end graphical level, but still play the game on a processing level. When I go home to dock it into the system, it adds that extra processing power and extra storage space. So for example, what the system's built to do is, say, Joe, you've got a 1 terabyte hard drive, right, on your PS4.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
So the whole idea of this is also with solid state drives at this point in time, there's super quick transfer rates, right? Mm-hmm. So my prediction is that this little handheld has a built-in solid state drive. Your regular PS4 has a normal drive, if not another solid state drive. The way it works, Joe, you've got Far Cry 6, right? You're playing it at home. It's got amazing graphics, everything like that. You're like, I want to go somewhere. You push a button. It preloads just Far Cry 6 onto the PS5 handheld. At that point, when you have the PS5 handheld with you, you're doing amazingly well. And then it loads just that onto it and plays at a low-end graphics. And then when you get home, you can pop it in and play it, load another game or not load another game. Now, obviously, there's some different ways to do that. But I think a hybrid or some type of system, even if it's a hybrid enough to just allow a little bit of walking away a bit. Kalai, anything you want out of console-wise next gen? Like what a feature you would like out of the console itself?
No, again, this is a hard topic for me. I'm sorry.
I want them to get away from like nickel and diming us a shitload for like re-releases and remasters. And like those are the kind of games I want to see put on like subscription services. Like those are the games that should be on like a Game Pass or a fucking like online gaming thing. Like I would love the option to purchase them if I wanted to physically or digitally, but like I think those are the games that they should just be giving us like as a subscription base. Like PlayStation Now is an amazing idea, but executed so poorly.
So just PS Now too?
Just fix it. Fucking give us what we wanted, which was like access to the entire library, not 50 games. Or, well, it's like 500 games now, so it's still a pretty big library, but
yeah,
it's not the games that people wanted. And I mean, I know that the biggest, most fucked up thing that people can't wrap their head around in the video game industry is that everything is through licensing, right? Yep. So once the game comes out and you lose the license to republish that game, you can't do anything with that game anymore. So there's hundreds and hundreds of games that we would want on PlayStation 4 from PlayStation 3 that we can't have because they don't have the license anymore.
Unless it's an exclusive game that the console made and they have an exclusive party that they own the first exclusive studio rights.
Exactly.
Which that's the reason why you see PlayStation doing better than Xbox.
And that's like shit I would want on my PlayStation 5. Yeah. Like I want fucking Onimusha back. Like Capcom, get your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
Like, give me my Onimusha HD collection already. For fuck's sake.
I think everyone's got definitely our opinions on what we want. I mean, basically it comes down to the idea that I think, and really we can all agree that we just want something that's innovative and moving forward instead of moving backwards.
I want a fucking controller plan. Like how cool would that be? Like you pay $100 a year. Or you pay $100 for your controller instead of $60, but then they replace your fucking controller if it breaks.
Who knows? All we know is we need to go forward and not backwards. But we know that some of you have written in questions.
Oh, shit, we got
to
questions? Is it 6JT questions?
No. Lucky enough, we have a couple questions from everyone. Let's get one of the ones that I think is going to be hopefully very quick first. Sid asked the question, what was the hardest achievement or trophy we've ever got on our console, because it was something, and this will bring us into the second one. Now obviously I'll make this super short and sweet. The hardest one for me was you can either call Far Cry 4 or Diablo. Actually, Far Cry 4 was more difficult because I couldn't just glitch it out like I did with Diablo. Basically I went through the entire game. You have to unlock all your skills, and I got to the end, unlocked everything, and then what ended up happening is the game glitched out on the trophy, so I had to delete my save, restart the entire game, and go from start to end all over again and do another 50 hours into the game.
You fucking played that game for 100 hours?
Yes. So it was, like I say, one of the hardest things I've ever done. Kalai, what was your hardest trophy or achievement that you've personally done yourself?
Probably Saturday Morning RPG, because
the game's awesome.
I'm not very good. It is really awesome. It's not that hard of a plat. It's just that once I'm done a game, I feel, hey, I'm done. So any platinum I get is pretty good. That isn't like I Am Mayo.
So
actually, no, that's not true. I'm sorry. Lego Dimensions. Lego Dimensions was a pretty hard plat. It's not a high plat rating, but I had a problem with the portal stage. Because the portal stage you have to complete in under like 2 minutes.
You have to play you have to actually play Portal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so quick question for you, Kalai. because of Danganronpa 3, the thing that happened with your poor Vita, does that mean that that might be the hardest trophy if you ever go for the platinum, and that being having to redo the entire game again?
Yeah, Danganronpa 1, yeah.
Yeah,
something happened to your Vita?
Well, no. Kalai, in one of the previous episodes, obviously you don't listen to our back episodes, Joe, yeah.
I do. Sure. I just don't remember everything like you.
Kalai basically had it where she was done with Danganronpa 3. She had to play through a second time to beat it, but because she had beat it, she got a special mode.
No, Danganronpa 1.
Sorry, Danganronpa 1. But because she decided to get more space, she deleted the Danganronpa 1 off her system, but then it deletes your save as well when that happens.
No, whoa, shit, really?
Yeah, if you delete anything off your Vita, it deletes your save. Flaw what? Number one like, of why
it's
the
not
Vita
like
died.
PS4, it doesn't save your fucking saves?
No.
No.
So, that's, Kalai.
That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I don't even get Kalai, that shit. Is that why people have like multiple memory cards for Vita?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Kalai, the next question is for you just by yourself. Now, Joe, we'll get back to you on your achievement because this has still got to do with trophies for Kalai. Kalai, this is by JT. Kalai, why haven't you caught Tricky yet? I gave you the tools. You have no excuses. Would you like to respond to JT?
No, yes. Like, no comment.
It takes a lot of patience for me to platinum a game. I also got frustrated when I beat the Final Fantasy 15 and platinum that game, and the platinum didn't upload correctly. So I have been trying to replay that, but again, I'm bored. I have to replay the entire game again to get the platinum.
And that's a lot. Like that's
you were into that.
Like
you were really into that
hours.
Game too. Like I remember
a lot of
like,
hours.
Watching you fucking play that while you were fucking like watching TV or whatever. Like you were so into that game.
Yeah.
And for you not to want to replay that's like big.
Yes. And so to really catch Tricky, I would have to only play PlayStation games and Vita games. And that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about everything because I do love Nintendo.
That's why it's called Game Stuff. Not PlayStation trophy hunting. Stuff.
Yes, and of course I do love my laptop. I like to play games on that, so that's why I'm not probably never going to catch Tricky.
That's okay. Kalai, we love you just the same. You don't have to catch Tricky. So the next question is obviously to you, Joe. What's the hardest trophy for achievement that you've ever got in your experience?
I have no fucking clue. Like, I wish I had a better answer. I really don't.
Don't you have like 5 platinums?
I have like 13.
But he also has Xbox 360 trophy hunter. So here, if you guys want to know what the most hardest trophy he's ever got, you can always find him at Mr. TMNT84 on his PlayStation Network, just like JT did, and find out that way. And then
man, you have shitty trophies. I was like, okay. And I was like, guess what? I don't care.
Okay, so the question that came to me, because JT would just decide to give us all questions except for
Joe. Can I answer this one?
We'll see if you're right. Corey, why does your wife have better plats than you? Joe, would you like to answer that question?
Yes, I would. Okay. They just happen to be games, one, that Kathy really likes, and when she really likes a game, she will platinum it. Like, that's like the hard and soft of that question. Like, if she really wants to platinum a game, she'll do it. But she doesn't have to platinum everything, and she doesn't care. But like for like most RPGs that she plays, she will platinum them.
Yeah,
and she's very fucking persistent. Like I've never seen someone so persistent with Final Fantasy VII. I was like, Jesus.
And how many times did she play that? Just so JT knows. But, I mean, some of the trophies I do help her out with a bit, which like Kathy says that it's a little bit. But also too, Kathy has a little bit more time to play the games than I do, just based on work wise. With that as well, the big thing for her compared to that, like Joe says, she is so dedicated. Like, I can't be that dedicated. The idea
I can't
that,
because I want to play everything. Like,
well, that's
the thing.
Like, the idea that I listen to her talk, like, Joe's listened to her talk, and it's not like she sits there and bullshits. Like,
no,
when she tells me
she's
going to get a platinum.
She literally tells us she's going to get it.
Yeah, like, she's like, because, like, to give you an example, Kalai.
Hey, JT, she fucking platinum psychopath mandatory happiness. You go platinum that game. I bet you can't. You know why? Because it's fucking boring. It's so boring.
And here's the thing, Kalai. Here's the crazy thing, and this is the crazy thing. So Kalai sits there, and she sits there, Kathy sits there, and she's like, okay, this is my goal. And she tells me and Joe this. I'm going to platinum psychopath. I'm then going to platinum Persona 4.
And then start Persona 5.
And then start Persona 5 so she can platinum Persona 5. And I said, but you're going to miss all the good games that come out. But she's like, I'm not going to play anything else until I do that. That's how dedicated she is into this. And I don't put it past her. She's going to do it.
If Kathy wanted more platinum than us,
beat
Kathy
Persona
would have
3.
Platinum.
She beat Persona 3, the PSP port, 3 times for nothing. Like, she is that, like, that's the thing. Kathy's the same as you, Kalai. She plays games because she wants to play them. And when she goes for platinum, she goes for platinums because she wants to. And just so you know, JT, I would already have the Diablo 3 platinum if my game didn't fucking glitch out, which would put me ahead of Kathy and also put me at a difficult platinum.
Oh,
so that's okay.
My proudest platinum is Until Dawn. Why? Because I fucking love that game. And that's why it's my proudest platinum. Because so, that's one game that I wanted to platinum because I love the game. And I kept playing it over and over again because I loved it so much.
And then
had to have the platinum.
So the last question comes from, once again, JT. His question is, why do you guys suck at trophy hunting? Now,
again, I will answer this question with the question. Hey, JT, why is it so important to you? That's all I have to say, besides the fact that I don't care. Like,
yeah. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, as it was, I didn't want to put this question into the thing. I mean, everyone can think what they want to think. About
no, I don't think he's trolling. Like, I think he really
has
a legitimate
question. I don't
think
he's trolling either. It's just the idea that it's one of those things where there's a reason why we're called Game Stuff. We're not called Trophy Whores. I think there's another podcast that does that, and I'm pretty sure
there
might be another PlayStation podcast that's called Trophy Whores that, you know, talks about trophies. And
listen to them or don't. You know, it's your choice.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to them. If you want to learn about trophies, I mean, you can go listen to them. But we're called Game Stuff. And, I mean, that's the big thing is it's the same idea. Like, I've probably put 200 hours into Battlefield. And
which I make fun of Corey for all the fucking time.
Do I play Battlefield? Do I play Battlefield 1 for trophies? No. Do
no,
I play,
you play
Battlefield,
you like
one,
Battlefield
1? Do I even play Battlefield because I really enjoy it? No.
Okay, let's have a real conversation.
I play Battlefield because I get to connect with people. The difference is I play games in the way I play games. Certain games I play because I like the game itself. Certain games like Battlefield 1, I get to play with Kathy's nephew, and it's a game he enjoys. And
I mean,
you know what? I'm willing to sacrifice my time on that to play with them. I still enjoy playing with them. I mean, there's days that he like is smashing controllers and breaking
he's
controllers.
He's a fucking idiot, that's why.
Like, Kathy tells me all the time, we'll be sitting there. Like, Joe's heard her before, too, where we'll be playing Battlefield.
It's like, he won't be on this week because he smashed a controller.
Yeah.
He's got to wait till he gets paid.
Me and him will just be swearing up a storm, like, just nothing. And she's like, why the hell do you even play this game if you're just going to sit there and just bitch and complain for 4 to 5 straight hours? It's because... until Far Cry 5 comes out, it's the only game we're playing together.
Here's the long and short of it, and this will be a topic for another day, because I don't want to go into it too far now, and I could talk about this topic for a million hours.
Yeah.
And it really boils down to, have trophies ruined my experience with video games? In some ways, I would say yes, in other ways, I would say no. They make me think about games in a different way on PlayStation that I don't think about them when I play Switch. I play Switch for pure enjoyment of playing video games. Like, I'm there to enjoy an experience, and if I complete a game, I complete a game. But for PlayStation, like, I'll beat a game, and I'll be like, well, how far do I have to go to get 50% of the trophies, or how far do I have to go to get the platinum? Like, is it worth it? And I'm always thinking trophies, trophies, trophies. Like, I'll buy a game just to play it for trophies. Like, and that's fucking senile. Who does that? It's the dumbest thing ever.
And this is just my closing comment on this too, and then we'll get to Kalai's closing comment on this. I think the one thing that's really nice, like Joe touched on it, is for trophies and what it's brought enjoyment to, is that I think trophies allows people to play games that we would have never played.
That and delve into indie them deeper based than games. You never would have.
And because of trophies too, they get you to play that game just a little bit longer and you get enjoyment. Like tabletop racing, if there wasn't trophies, I would have probably never touched it. Because there was trophies though, I'm like, I'll play it for a bit to earn trophies. And I enjoyed it. A great game. Journey, another one, right? I don't think there's games that I just don't think I would ever touched if there wasn't trophies connected to it. So Kalai,
when developers do it right, I think trophies can be a magical thing. When they don't, it's not.
Yeah, and so Kalai, what's your response to the question?
My response is, if you are so focused on trophies, you won't see the bigger picture, and there's going to be a lot of games you missed, like Bravely Default 1 and Bravely Default 2, which is a DS exclusive.
Kalai's just saying it. Those games are phenomenal. Sing it, sister.
Pokemon. I love Pokemon.
Yeah, but soon you'll be able to play it on Switch.
Monster Hunter for the longest time wasn't on the PlayStation.
That's true.
No, and they were phenomenal games.
Or Fire... Hey, Joe. What about Fire Emblem?
Yeah, I've... As much as I play PlayStation, JT, like, because this goes straight to you, I probably put more hours into my 3DS than anything else I own. Like, period.
And for me...
It has hundreds of hours on it.
And for me, just so JT knows, I mean, being the grounded gamer, my backlog includes games that don't have trophies on it. And I just play them because I never got the chance to. But you know what, JT?
In a sense, I wish they never existed because I would find games so much more enjoyable sometimes. Seriously.
Yeah. But you know what, JT? We still love you. And you know what? Thank you for writing in anyway. It's always nice to still have your questions. And I hope that us responding to you is, you know, helped you in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, maybe it'd be really nice to, it's really nice to have someone that is involved that hard with trophy hunting. Cause I know when me or Joe have problems with trophies, you know, you're the first person to talk to. Cause usually you know the answer.
Who are you going to call? JT, not the Ghostbusters.
So with that in mind, you know what? Let's hopefully hose down this ice cream truck on fire. Oh, but you know, before we do that, you know, if you guys like any of the games or that PS5 or that Xbox 2 or the Nintendo Switch 2 or whatever, or new controllers because you keep on breaking them, or charge cables for your 2DS, you know, you can always go to provinggamer.com, go to the Amazon and can buy it through there because it helps us continue this podcast and also be able to play more great games to talk about because, you know, I'm ready for Far Cry 5. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to be buying that probably through the Amazon link so that I can get that little bit of kickback. Also, with Amazon Prime, it ships super, super quick. And I can also give that subscription of Amazon Prime. Gives me free Twitch Prime, which I can then throw onto the Proven Gamer Twitch to help the channel keep on going. Because don't waste that. Because you can watch The Tick and you can watch Mr. Robot. And I like The Tick. And I know Kly said she doesn't like The Tick. But I like The Tick. It's a good show. It's a good show.
Oh, and you know what I did today?
Oh, okay.
Nope. What? Ask me what I did today.
What'd you do today, Kalai?
I used my free Amazon Prime subscription to subscribe to the Proven Gamer
Twitch channel.
Is there a not Proven Gamer Twitch channel? I don't know. I think they're all good.
I mean, I would have given mine to kind of funny, but, you know.
I gave mine kind of funny. Well, you know what? We're all here to support each other because we're all best friends.
So, I didn't know we fucking had one that we could give to them at first. And then I already gave it to Kinda Funny, and I was like, oh, sorry. Sorry, Tricky.
You have to renew it every month.
Yeah, so you get next month you can choose Proven Gamer. So with that, I was like, you guys, months ago. What?
I don't think I've ever done it again since I did the one time.
You know what? As it is, let's just close down this thing. And you know what? Before we do that, we always want to thank the people that make this show happen. I want to thank Joe and Kalai being here with me today. I also want to thank Isaac Sago for doing our logo at isaacsago.carbonmade.com, as well as I also want to have it where you can thank the band that does our intro song, Take Away the Ugly. The song they have is called Don't Panic. You can find them on Bandcamp, but you know, I'm sure I'll catch you guys, or not catch you, no, sorry, I don't want to say that. Not just end it yet, because it looks like Kalai's shaking away over there.
We got other podcasts.
Yes, and if you would like to find me on the PlayStation Network.
I wasn't close out that far. I was going to continue going, Kalei. You're just worried. Yeah, you're just worried. I was going to just close it out.
We got other fucking podcasts you can listen to. Like, you know, our flagship show, Trophy Whores. You know, the one that... Listen to them or don't, you know. It's your choice.
I mean, or the Nintendo dual screens. You know, yeah, they're probably Steven one of the, they're one of the week, best. Though. You know what? Let's give a shout out. If you like Nintendo, there's a reason why our channel, our GameStuff channel, either talks about PlayStation or talks about Nintendo. Because either we listen to Trophy Whores or we listen to Nintendo dual screens. Obviously, by listening, you can tell who listens to what. Because it ain't Trophy Whores for some people. It's definitely dual screens because someone likes to talk about a lot of Nintendo stuff.
And don't forget the Smart Marks, since you cut me off on my other thing.
They do a wrestling podcast. If you like wrestling, like I do, then you'll like the Smart Marks. Why? Because wrestling's cool.
Yeah. And then, you know what? You guys can always hang out with us and not hang out with them. That's fine, too. I don't mind that. You can always find us on our Facebook page at GameStuff Podcast Group. Don't worry, we'll invite you. You can also pop us on our Twitter and, you know, respond to some of our stuff, like our newest survey that I had that's probably going to disappear by the time it was there, but that's too bad because you're not following the Twitter at GameStuffCast. Are you excited about Soul Calibur 6? Because I'm going to be doing more of that kind of stuff.
And if you love this podcast and you love all our podcasts on the Proven Gamer Network, I encourage you largely to go check out provengamer.com, where you can check out all the latest articles from all our great journalists that write for the site, and they have some amazing articles up there. Check them out, really. You know, check the site out. You can also link to all the podcasts through the site. So just check
and then
it out.
Amazon link to buy all your stuff, all your gaming
stuff. That's there too. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and then we know that, you know, we can always find everyone else on the stuff they are too. Like, you can find me at Agayu, AGUYU on the PSN network. Hopefully, we can change my friggin' name soon, so I can just say one word.
You can also find me
on Twitter at The Grounded Gamer, no E-double-D. And you can also find me on Steam at the same name. Kalei, where can they find you?
They can find me on the PlayStation Network at Miley1978. They can find me on the Xbox One at Miley21. That's M-A-I-L-E, the number 21. You can find me on Steam at Kalei21. That's K-A-L-A-I, the number 21. You can also find me on Twitter at Kalei21. And you can find me on the Switch. Just send me a message and I'll give you my friend code, because the hell if I know that.
Fucking friend
code. What about you, Joe?
They can find me on all social media outlets or PSN at MrTMNT84. That's capital M, lowercase r, capital T, lowercase M, N-T, 84. That's on the PlayStation Network and the Twitter. You can find me. They can find me in the group, the Facebook group. I mean, under my government name, which if you don't know it, too bad. But
and the other thing is too, guys, is that there, if I'm correct, there's also a PlayStation community for Trophy Whores, but it's called the Trophy Brothel.
T-Dubs Brothel.
Yeah, T-Dubs Brothel.
You would know that if you listen to the fucking show, Corey.
I do listen, I just forgot.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
But you know what? Let's put out this ice cream truck on fire so we can at least have some remnants of vanilla ice cream left that's not melted completely. You guys can stay grounded.
Oh, you can check it later, man.
And I'll see you on the next episode of Game Stuff. We'll be right back.